And as you drift and float and dream, you can see yourself and feel yourself in a cabin in the mountains. It's midnight. Outside, the wind is howling. Inside, you're sitting in front of a fireplace, staring into the embers, gazing fixedly into the coals. Feel the heat from the fire. Feel the warmth from the flames against your skin. There is a prickling, almost itching sensation in your thighs. The heat on the front of your body is so intense. See the flickering shadows on the wall. Hear the crackling of the pine logs as the sap hits the fire. Smell the smoke. The only source of light comes from the fire. The rest of the cabin is in darkness. Now you get up. You're going to go outside. You bundle up. You put on a coat, gloves, scarf, and boots. You go to the door. Feel the door give way against the pressure of your hand. Now you're outside in the cold winter air. Take a big deep breath of cool, fresh, pure mountain air. Smell the pine. It feels so good to breathe. Your entire rib cage collapses in total utter relaxation. The door closes behind you. The moon is full and silvery. It's 20 degrees below zero, bitter cold. You can feel the small hairs of your nostrils freeze as you inhale and thaw as you exhale. You can see your breath in white puffs. You begin walking down a path on either side of which are tall, deep green pine trees, laden with snow. The snow is knee-deep. Everything outside has a bluish tinge to it. Even the snow looks blue. 10 minutes pass as you walk. 20 minutes. 30 minutes. You stop in a clearing that is covered in the snow, and you sit down on a log after brushing the snow off of it. The snow on the ground is deep enough to cover both ankles up to your lower calves. You roll your right pant leg up and your right sock down. You pack the snow into a snowball, an ice ball, around your now exposed, injured right ankle, compressing the snow into an ice anklet that engulfs your ankles in all the places where it's injured and swollen. You feel a numb, wooden-like sensation creeping into your ankle as the cold, numbing temperature drops it lower and lower. Your ankle is becoming numb, leathery, and wooden, just as if Novocaine had been injected into it. The cold around your ankle feels so good. That freezing cold. You can almost feel and see the swelling going down in your swollen right ankle. Feel the discomfort subside. In the theater of your mind, see the tissue of your ankle shrinking, 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 getting nearer and nearer to its normal size. As you let the cold penetrate into every molecule of your ankle, it feels so good. It feels so natural as you drift and float and dream. Now you brush the snow away from your ankle. You roll down your pant leg and roll up your sock. You get up, turn around, and begin tracing your footsteps back to the cabin. 10 minutes pass, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You're now back to the cabin. You go inside. You take off your outer wraps. You walk over to the fire. You hold on to the mantle and hold your right ankle in front of the flames. Feel the warmth spreading throughout your ankle and your body. When your ankle has returned to its normal temperature, you lie down beside the fire on a bearskin rug. In the theater of your mind, you can see and feel your right ankle covered in a block of ice, but the rest of your body warm and toasty. The warmth of the fire, the smell of the pine smoke, the crackling of the logs, the howling of the wind outside, the numbing cold around your ankle. All these sights and sounds and smells seem very, very far away as you drift and float and dream. In that mountain cabin, that winter's night.